Hey, this is Wade with Wade for Wireless. I'd like to thank you for joining today. I have a serious subject I want to talk about, but first, I would like to thank Tower Safety, towersafety.com, for supporting my blog and my podcast for all your tower and rescue training needs for tower work. And they also have OSHA training, all the OSHA training you need. They also are coming out with drone training. When a climber falls, who cries? This is all about the Hubble Foundation. I'd like to thank Dr. Bridget Hester for giving me all the information I need, and I hope it serves you to understand about this nonprofit organization that is there to help the tower climbers' families. Let me get into it. When a climber falls, who cries? First, the coworkers, the people in the scene who work with the person every day. Then the foreman or boss who have to inform the family, and then the family. While the company suffers, it does not compare to the family's pain and loss. The family is left with the loss of a loved one. The family is going to grieve for their loss. The family is left with more than the loss of a loved one, the grief of injury or death. They are also dealing with financial devastation. There is help out there for families. It comes from donations within the industry. Let us never forget the fallen. One more is too many. But it happens. So who will help? The Hubble Foundation. Now, let me tell you about the Hubble Foundation. This group, I mean, it's the accident's horrible, right? The coworkers have to deal with it. The company has to deal with it. The family has to deal with it. And a lot of times, if the guy's a contractor or if he's not, like an employee might get the pay, you know, the company may help out a little bit. All depends. After an accident happens, it's very intense. I mean, immediately after it happens, you got to deal with the hospital, the worry. You hope they survive. Are they ever going to walk again? If they live, if they don't live, then you have to deal with telling all the family. You make a lot of tough decisions. And if you want to know more about those decisions, Dr. Hester wrote an excellent book. I liked it. The first chapter is really intense. I would highly recommend getting it and reading the first chapter. The book is called God Wink. When the Wings of Butterflies. I have a link in my blog. I would highly recommend you reading it. I like my copy. Dr. Hester gave me my copy, and it's very intense. That first chapter is amazing. The reason I want you to read it, at least the first chapter, because she goes into detail exactly what happens immediately after the accident. How does she know? Let me tell you why the Hubble Foundation was created. Johns Hubble was a tower climber. He was working on a tower. And he was working on a tower one day. He was high up. He was having a lot of problems, having a bad day. He was grumpy. And it's all in the book. It's just one of those things. Any of you tower climbers know what it's like when you have a tower that you have nothing but problems on. So at the end of the day, a crane was there. He came back, a crane truck. And when he came back, he forgot something. I'm not sure exactly why he came back. But when he was leaving, he backed into a guy wire purely by accident. Things just happen on the site. You know that. Well, Johns Hubble, hence Hubble Foundation, Johns Hubble was coming down from the tower. And I can't remember, he's 50 or 75 feet up coming down. And he also had a co-climber with him who was also coming down the tower. When the one guy wire went, then another, then another, then the tower went. The tower went down and all the steel above them came down on them. To be clear, this was a broadcast tower. So picture, if you will, a very tall tower. I'm guessing, I can't remember what, 700, 800 feet maybe. Very tall tower, broadcast. And they're only about 50 to 100 feet up. All that steel comes down. Anyone who's ever seen a guide tower collapse that way, they usually come down in a circle. Sometimes they go over flat. Anyways, let's just say it was really bad. So the foreman had to call Bridget, let's just call her Bridget Hester. He had to call Bridget and let her know what's going on. She, unfortunately, didn't get the call till later, but when he told her, she went right to the hospital. Well, that's when she saw how bad things really were. Mr. Hubble's climbing partner was dead. I think he died on the scene. They were able to get Johns to the hospital. He was in very bad shape. Tubes everywhere. I mean, you can just picture him laying there in intensive care. I believe he lost a leg. I believe they had to take the arm. And he was in very bad shape, tubes everywhere, and they didn't think he was going to come out of it. I'm trying to remember if they declared him brain dead, but it was very bad. So now, picture, if you will, him lying on the hospital bed in this type of shape. Bridget has to go in and see him. She sees how bad he is. The kids come in to see him. and basically the doctor's saying how bad it is, and she has to make a decision whether to pull the plug or not. It's a very hard decision. And I think she knew, you know, he wasn't going to make it. And he didn't. He died that day. Everyone had to say goodbye. All the family was there. Everyone was there that cared. It was a very emotional moment. Like I said, she goes into detail on the book, first chapter. It's very intense. So when you read about it, you realize how many families go through this. Well, I'll tell you how many. A lot. You can look up the statistics. And it's not just the tower climbers that die. It's the ones that are critically injured, the ones who will never climb again, the ones who are lucky if they walk again, the ones who, if they walk with a limp. There's a lot of injuries out there in the tower. And who takes care of them? Well, chances are, all of a sudden their way of life is stopped. Now, they have to figure out how to make a living again. Most of them are happy to walk again. Their families are in serious devastation, financial devastation, as well as emotional devastation. It's so hard when you have to be supportive and you can't pay the bills. It's so hard when all of a sudden all the injured guy is worried about is he going to get better? Can he work again? What can happen? And then reality sets in. Can they pay the bills? Are they going to have to move back in with family if they have family to move in with? It's a horrible thing. Let me tell you something. There are climbers that die every year. I can't think of a year where there wasn't a climber death. And it's not just on the tower. Car crashes happen. That took out like 7 this year. Tower accidents happen. And these are the ones we hear about, the serious injuries and the deaths. When you have a serious injury, it's going to impact your entire life, your family's lives, your work life, your personal life, because chances are you're going to have a health problem for the rest of your life. Death is bad. We all agree on that, because you're going to lose a family member, a loved one. Everything's done. You lost all you ever had and all you're ever going to have. The family needs to get on. They need to figure it out. But it's very hard because you have a lot of emotions at that time, immediately after the death. You have to deal with this and figure out the family has to put their life back on track. It's up to the spouse and the children, probably the parents and other loved ones, to help put this back on track. When you're seriously injured, it's just, it's almost as frustrating because now you're still alive, which is a good thing. But like I said, can you work? Can you do your job? Can you continue? Think of all the stress it's going to put in the family, all the problems you have, all the continued problems you have. All of a sudden, your way of life is over. You have to figure out something brand new. These are not good scenarios. It's a very dangerous job. It always has been. So what do? Do you have help? Yes, you have help. You have the Hubble Foundation. The Hubble Foundation has raised close to $200,000 since 2012, and they did it all through the wireless workers. Not just tower climbers. She greatly appreciates all that the tower climbers have done and the climbing companies that donated to her, but also the wireless workers. The wireless associations like the Pennsylvania Wireless Association and the California Wireless Association have given a lot of money. Big donors, and there's more. So these state wireless associations have done so much for the Hubble Foundation, which is just awesome. It was founded in 2012, not long after Johns Hubble's accident. It's a 501c3 organization, which means it's a nonprofit, and they do a lot of research to improve safety, working with OSHA, working with the FCC. But the big thing that they're noted for is assisting the families immediately after the accident. Let me tell you something, that's not easy, because a lot of families have no idea who the Hubble Foundation is or how to reach them. And quite frankly, after an accident, all you care about is your loved one. You don't really give a crap about anybody else. But the reason they try to they try to get the information as soon as possible is because they want to get finances to the family as soon as possible. They want to offer counseling to the family as soon as possible. But it goes farther than that. They also give scholarships. They give out gifts. You know, they do so much for gifts to the children, especially at Christmas time. And that's just, you know, so much that they do. I have it all listed in the blog, wadeforwireless.com. It's a well-known organization in the industry. They put out a newsletter. I'm just giving you the history or what they offer here because it's important that you know that it's out there. And if you're a climber and you work in this industry, let your family know. reach out to the Hubble Foundation. Let them know the website so they know where to get help. It really helps if they know where to get help. There's a lot of climbers out there. If your family knows how to get help, you should do that out of respect for your family. Hey, I'm not saying you want anything bad to happen, but I am saying be prepared. If we didn't have to be prepared, would we have insurance? Seriously? We have insurance, it's like gambling that something bad's going to happen. Am I right? I don't mean just health insurance, but like we have auto insurance, which is required because we're gambling that something bad's going to happen. You're going to pay those crazy rates because something bad could happen, not that it's going to happen. I wanted to put this together to get the word out about the Hubble Foundation and make families understand that they have help. It's very frustrating when something happens. The company or the customer, whoever you're working for, chances are they're not going to do anything because they're afraid if they admit anything, it'll be a liability and a lawsuit. In today's world, more people are worried about protecting themselves than they are about helping somebody else. It's just the way it is. You could wind up in court. You have to make a decision. Your coworkers have to make a decision. And one thing you'll learn is that companies put a lot of pressure on people to just lie or not tell the full truth. Hey, I don't like it. I know anyone's going to get offended that hears me say that, but that's just a cold, hard truth. Anyone that's been through it will pretty much admit that's the way it is, especially with the turf vendor system. That just seems like, I'm sure it's getting better. There's a lot of reputable companies out there. A lot of a-holes too. You know what I'm saying? All right, everyone. Hey, didn't mean to be a downer, but the Hubble Foundation does great work. They do a lot to help a lot of people. They do research to make things better and safer. And the other thing Dr. Hester is trying to do is really get the psychology of the climber to help him out, to help him improve. And there's a lot of people out there that support him. All right? Be smart. Be safe. Be careful. Pay attention to what you're doing. See ya.